This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jill Reed. Alan Minskoff, contributor to Audiophile, is with me today. And we started off with a book, actually, I want to listen to this month. So where are we going today?
We're going to one of my favorite audiobooks of the year. In fact, I wrote the review of this one. I'll read you the first sentence. If there was ever a piece of fiction suited for an audiobook, hell of a book is it. It is narrated by the very fine J.D. Jackson.
Golden voice.
Oh, absolutely. And you will love him in this. And a young actor named Ronald Peet, who has a very kind of magisterial actorly voice. The author is Jason Mott. This is his third novel. And this and one of the other audiobooks we're going to talk about later in the week have what, you know, you'd have to call magic realistic elements or metafiction elements. There is things that the narrator, the protagonist, imagines. And he tells you that he has a kind of issue. He suffers from a disorder of overactive imagination. And he has a kind of imaginary friend that runs through this story. But it's really a powerful story about what it is like to be a Black American right now.
What's the premise?
The premise is it follows a book tour, hell of a book, of a very successful book by this unnamed narrator. In fact, they do a fascinating sort of bleep out during whenever the narrator might have mentioned his name in the audiobook. And he is kind of a wild character. He's quite boozy, although I think a lot of it is new because the success is so new. He writes a novel that is very successful, and he's living a kind of wild life. It's a kind of send-up also of the publishing industry. But I think at its base, at its core, it is what it is like to grow up a Black American. There's some very riveting scenes where there's this young Black boy who's called Soot because he's so dark, and he's teased because of the darkness of his skin. And he is taught by an uncle what to do if you're pulled over by a policeman. And there is a harrowing scene of just that happening. But it is really the story, and the story, the part that J.D. reads. J.D. is the narrator of the author's part, and he's never been any better than he is here.
Alan, I'm trying to figure out how these stories come together.
Well, they interlock in that the story of Soot, he's a young African-American boy, interlocks with the story of the kind of the imaginary. They're both 10-year-old boys. And what's wonderful in the audiobook, it's probably better than in reading it, is that you actually hear the different voices of the author, of the author protagonist, and of the man reading about the boy and his life.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he's reading about the boy and his life. Okay, got it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Not J.D. Jackson, but Ronald Peet is reading the story of the boy and his life. So that's the transition when you go from the inner workings and the inner life and the kind of crazy, boozy trip of the author to this story of this young Black boy.
Well, why don't we hear a sample? Who will we be listening to, J.D. or Ronald Peet?
I think we're listening to Ronald Peet because they are talking about the life of the young boy and his parents who wanted him to be unseen, who didn't want him to have to go through the prejudicial aspects of American life.
Okay. This is Hell of a Book by Jason Mott, read by J.D. Jackson and Ronald Peet.
You will become the unseen, the boy's father said. He added an almost spooky, oh, to the end of it sometimes. You'll be unseen and safe for as long as you live, his father said. Can you even imagine it? It was the words, unseen and safe, that made his father smile. It was the boy's favorite smile, like he was watching his father gain everything he had wanted out of his life. Unseen and safe. Sanctified words.
Oh, the pressure of having to raise a kid to be unseen. Good God. It's so awful.
It's a powerful piece of writing, and I think it's getting some good reviews, and it's really listening to, like I said, it's one of those rare audiobooks that I think is preferable to listen to.
Very interesting. Okay, is it a tough book?
It is and it isn't, because the author is very funny. I mean, it begins with a scene where he's running around naked in a hotel. And the only way that he kind of gets his room key back is that he goes to the clerk and his picture is on a magazine cover. So it has some very funny scenes as well.
Okay. This is Hell of a Book by Jason Mott, read by J.D. Jackson and Ronald Peet. Alan, thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're welcome, and I look forward to it.
Me too. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles for adults and kids, like Ghosts by Dolly Alderton and Franklin Endicott and the Third Key by Kate DeMillo. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.